Praise the Lord. Amen. Before we get into the word this morning, I just want to also take the time to welcome our first-time guests. Those that are attending first time, we welcome you. Let's give them a big round of applause and show them how much we appreciate them this morning. We thank you for joining with us. You could have been somewhere else this morning, but you chose to come here, and I don't believe it's by accident. I believe that God has a word for you today, and I just want to encourage you, amen, to just grab a hold of God this morning. Grab a hold of the Lord Jesus Christ, because when he gets a hold of you, he won't let go. And I encourage you this morning, don't you let go either. Grab a hold of him. Let him bring life into those lifeless situations and hope into those hopeless situations, those circumstances and situations where you seem like there's no way out. Let him make a way where there seems to be no way, because he'll surely do it. He did it before and he'll do it again. There's a song that goes that way. It says he'll do it again. And thank God he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he brought the children of Israel out of Egypt and brought them in to the promised land, he can do it for you. Amen. He can bring you out of the place of bondage and captivity, the place of where you're just held bound and you just don't see any way out, a place where you become enslaved. He'll bring you out and he'll give you your promised land. I thank God because, you know, we talk about heaven, and heaven is this, you know, I don't think anyone's ever literally seen it, but some have caught a glimpse of it, maybe in a dream or in a vision or some capacity. We can certainly read about it and get an understanding of it, and there's no place like it, and thank God for it. But Jesus came to give us life and more abundant life, and the promised land is here. It's not in heaven. Amen. And that's the good news. You don't have to wait to heaven until you come into a place of glory and anointing and power and blessing and prosperity, because the promised land is on this side of glory. The promised land is a place that God has destined for each and every one of us. It's different for everybody, because there's some folks that are in South America or in China or in Muslim nations today, and they're held captive in certain capacities. They don't have the freedom to worship. They don't have all the things that we have and the blessings and the prosperity that America has. But regardless of all of those things, he's still the same God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same God in South America and Africa as he is in America, and he can still give them a promised land. He can still bless them and restore everything that they have lost, and it can be a place of blessing and prosperity. Too often we think of prosperity in terms of just money, and that's part of it. God certainly blesses us, but how many know if you live in the jungles of South America, you're not asking for God for money? Because if you gave them money, they probably would look at it and like, what is this? How are they going to eat with it? You know, they don't have in